We are continuing to follow the situation in Ukraine, with the White House now calling it the beginning of an invasion as Russian troops enter two separatist regions in the eastern part of the country. Today, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz says that he is halting the certification of a major gas pipeline from Russia. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline is already built. It would have more than doubled the amount of gas Germany already receives from Russia. Let's talk more about this with Christine Berzinia, who is a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
The U.S., the U.K. and Ukraine and a number of other countries in the EU have been opposed to Nord Stream 2, claiming it would only further Russia's influence in Europe. So the question is, why did it take the presence of Russian troops in eastern Ukraine for Germany to finally decide against moving forward with the pipeline?
It has been really hard for Germany to halt this project. This project, Nord Stream 2 pipeline, is the second pipeline that would go directly under the Baltic Sea from Germany, from Russia to Germany. The pipeline builds on top of a history of Germany having overland pipeline connections to Russia, which is a part of this important Ostpolitik, or Eastern politics, direction that Germany took starting in the 1970s, and that many in Germany credit for bringing down the Berlin Wall. For that reason, politically, for many, it has always seemed a good thing to have some kind of economic, especially gas, relationship to Russia. And then you have a second problem in Germany, which is that there's been a lot of common interest for certain political actors and the Russian energy companies. Former Chancellor Gerhard Schröder of Germany, who was the prior Social Democratic Party chancellor, is on the board of Gazprom and Rosneft and other German energy companies and was in charge of these new pipelines after he left office. So there's always been some suspicion of certain actors in Germany not thinking about this just in terms of what's best for the country, but perhaps also what's best for their pockets.
And in terms of what's best for the supply line, explain how important the pipeline is for Germany and for other EU countries.
So Germany really relies up to two-thirds of its natural gas comes from Russia, either directly or indirectly across other countries. So Germany is incredibly reliant on natural gas in general, especially right now as it is phasing out its nuclear energy, which is something that prior Chancellor Angela Merkel committed to after the Fukushima explosions that happened in Japan. And it also wants to phase out its coal because of climate change. Germany wants to be a leader on climate policy, and it doesn't look good for Germany to be burning very highly polluting coal. So Germany's plan had been to rely on this gas for a lot of its both household use for heat, for electricity, but also for big industrial production. And having this additional pipeline would in some ways be an insurance policy that in the long term, Germany would be able to rely on Russian gas as it seeks to phase out other varieties. And for some, it also was a way to make sure that Germany would get gas in case of something weird happening in Ukraine or in Poland or Belarus, which are some of the other places where the gas comes through. It would allow to Germany to maintain its path regardless of what happens in Eastern Europe.
So, Will, this is all on hold for right now, but Ukraine's foreign minister tweeted his approval of Germany's decision by saying it was displaying, quote, true leadership. Could you tell us more about what kind of geopolitical balancing act the pipeline has put Germany in?
This pipeline has put Europe in a tough position. Europe has tried to have a common front, one voice when talking to Russia to show strength and to support Ukraine. And this pipeline has always felt as one way that Germany maybe isn't in line with everybody else. Maybe they're playing a different game. For Germany to say, no, we are not going to further engage with Russia on this energy relationship based on what Russia is doing right now, says to Ukraine, says to the U.S., says to the rest of Europe, we are not playing a different game. We're in this with you. We see what's happening in Ukraine, and we don't stand for it. And we're speaking here as a European actor, not just a country seeking to pass its own economic benefit.
So in order for the pipeline to operate, ultimately, it's not going to need just the approval from Germany, but also from European officials. I wonder how long you think the delay of that certification process could last.
It's not clear whether this is going to be a delay or whether this is a kind of end. It could go into limbo for a very long time. Maybe Germany could say, well, when the situation in Ukraine resolves and the sovereignty is given back to the in Donetsk and Luhansk and Crimea even, back to Ukraine rather than to Russia, this would be a move forward in the right direction. And we can reconsider this particular pipeline. We haven't heard yet whether there are plans to put this on hold in the short term or in the long term. Again, is this a first step? Is this a final step? But it really could go either way. And the longer it's on hold, the more Germany is going to have to figure out other solutions for getting its gas or for taking on new sources for its natural gas or energy supplies, in which case maybe you won't need Nord Stream 2 that much if we get down 5 years down the line.
Thank you, Christine Berzinger, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund of the United States.